I want to remind you to have a look around the website if you haven't done that yet. There's some links to send me an email, send me a message, and give me some feedback if you have some, or if you've had some insights, or if you just want to say hi. Click on that contact link and send me a message. There's also a link to sign up for the newsletter, which really just gets you an email telling you when the next meditation is going to be. That can be kind of a handy reminder if you're not logging into Facebook or checking the website every day. You'll get a reminder that about the time for the live meditation. And of course, you can always listen to the recorded meditations. They're always on the site there. I was down at the Revelation Conference of the Agape Spiritual Center this weekend, and one of the things that I really came to understand there was that surrender is important, but there's another step, and the next step is opening to love. And that was kind of a profound realization for me. I've been working hard at learning to surrender and remembering to surrender and staying surrendered and understanding the importance of all that. And then what I saw down at Agape was that they really moved to the next step, which is opening to love and sharing love. And it's a very profound experience, because when you're in a state of love, which is kind of probably the same thing as a state of grace, there can't be anything wrong. There's no room for things to be wrong or bad or out of control or anything. In a state of grace, everything is unfolding perfectly, and it's a magnificent feeling. And so that was a really valuable learning that I got from Revelation this time. And so I hope that that will get incorporated into the meditation. It's not up to me. if you want to understand how this meditation happens, you might want to go and read Ariel's Way website, which talks about the process of how I open and allow, and the meditation emerges from a source that is beyond my conscious control. Okay, so let's meditate. I'm going to bring up the meditation music here. I want you to make sure that you're in a comfortable position. Preferably you're sitting upright with your back straight. That's the kind of optimum meditation position. Now we're just going to take a moment to relax. Go inside. Deeper, more connected state of awareness and consciousness. I'm going to do that by focusing all of our awareness within. If you don't quite understand what that means, means that withdraw attention from the external world, in the world of the five senses. And we're going to withdraw awareness from our thoughts, the activity of the mind. And we're going to move our awareness down into our body. As humans, we have the ability to direct where we focus our awareness. We have free will, and we have intention. And so we can move our awareness wherever we like. So for now, start the process. Just focus on your breathing. Observe that you are breathing, that your breath moves in and out by itself. And that just the act of bringing your awareness down to your breathing starts a relaxation process. To the feeling state of our body, of our consciousness, the feeling state is the perception of the energy movement in our body. It's not the emotional state, it's the feeling state. Relaxing, you are becoming present to this moment. We are bringing our body into the now, into this moment. We breathe in stillness and peace. As we breathe out, let go of tension, negative feelings, stress. Just let go of it. Let's keep directing our awareness deep within, as our mind attempts to distract us or our body tries to get our attention. Just observe it and move your awareness back. You're training your mind to pay attention deeply. one time you knew how to pay attention automatically. You knew how to become totally absorbed in the moment. How to lose track of time and space. And then your mind convinced you that it was in charge. You turned away from your natural ability to be connected. But your body still knows how to do it. Still is connected. It always is and has been. It's simply that your mind is convinced you otherwise. But in truth, if you weren't connected, you wouldn't be here. For the power within you that you want to connect with is the power that gives you life. It's always been there. And so you just have to let your body remember and take you there. Let your mind rest. Let your ego rest. And move into a deeper level. That is your home. That is so big a part of you that your mind can't even really grasp it. That's okay. Because you are not your mind. Your mind is just a little part of you. You are much bigger than your mind. You're much bigger than your body. You're much bigger than your thoughts and ideas and beliefs and history. So let go. Always surrender. As we focus, keep moving our focus inward. We become aware of a presence within us. That presence is life itself, the living spirit. It's that which gives us life. We can feel it. It's a real thing. It's not a concept. Not an idea. It's a real thing. And we can perceive it. And as we focus on it, it grows in our awareness. And we begin to realize there is a power within us, just one power. There is only one power. One divine intelligence, an infinite wisdom. we may only get glimpses of it. And then we are distracted. But we know it's there. So we keep surrendering and letting go. We keep relaxing. It is unconditional love. It is the building block of the universe. You are unconditional love. You are a source of unconditional love. Giver and a receiver of unconditional love. Open your heart. Open your heart. There is great love here for you. is the one power within you. That's all there is. Everything else, that's just an illusion of the mind. A story. Love is here right now in this moment. More love than you can imagine. This power does not hold back. It does not withhold. It does not judge. It does not condemn. Always available, always present, always expressing. You are an expression of this love. You are a perfect divine expression. Allow yourself to feel the deep, humble gratitude for everything that you have received in this life. For whether you know it or not, this power has been behind you, with you, always with you. Nothing but love for you. It will do anything to support your evolution. Now we bring this gratitude and this love back into this world. Time and space, into this realm of the physical universe, into this room and this body. I thank you for being here. It's my deep honor and privilege to spend this time with you, to share these moments of love. Thank you. And until next time, go well.